Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't seen you around the way.
Not around the way no more. You wanna find me? I'm right here.
Hey, y'all remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks. Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't gotta take it to the streets. All right, let's do it.
This is for the concealed.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show with Mr. Nug and Mike Dale.
The life we live is our living testimony.
This is for the concealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
We ain't gonna have nothing but the realness. You know how I get.
This is for the concealed.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
Shadow.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show with Mr. Naz and Mike Dale.
Yeah, yeah, we are in the building. Another episode, another show. Unconcealed, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Naz, and the one and only Mike Rare. What's going on, Mike? What's going on, homie?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? You know what it is. It's Mike Grill. I'm in the building, but you know what I can say? You can call me Mister. Yo, what's happening, man? What's been going on with you?
Nothing too much. Just staying busy. Staying busy. Work. Working on the show. You know how we do behind the scenes. Just trying to stay focused. I mean, apparently, other people's feeling this at this time. I mean, you know, we got to give a salute and shout out, of course, to Rebirth Radio for also carrying us as far as supporting us. They're part of the network, so we're hoping big things to come out with Rebirth Radio. I mean, is anybody else we need to, you know, give a salute to?
Oh, well, you know, we got a couple of special announcements we're going to be making tonight, you know, but that's going to be later on during the show. You know, just some surprises and some additions that we're adding to the show and to the network. Besides that, I mean, everything is everything, man. I mean, like I said, shout out to Rebirth, of course, and some other things we're working on. But, you know, that's all I got for now. You know, our girl Simone, which we hope to have on in another week or two to kind of introduce her to our audience. And let you know what she's doing with Rebirth and her whole movement down there in Louisiana. So, you know, that's all I got with that, Naz.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. You know, we chopped it up. You know, we gotta also give a shout out. We got some listenership that we've had discovered through numbers and stats and our, you know, behind the scenes. You know, we like to follow that. Numbers don't lie. No, so with that being said, you know, we definitely want to give a shout out to California. You know, California's on the check-in. Checking us out. We love y'all for tuning in and being a part of the experience. You know, that means a lot to us. Who else, Mike, we got a shout out to that we talk behind the scenes to? You know, we got to acknowledge them, of course.
Well, we know Jersey already. I mean, that's kind of a lot, you know, the Jersey, New York area. They're kind of our largest demographic right now. However, like you said, with California, it's actually a pretty big percentage of our listenership right now. Along with a number of other areas. I mean, we got people in Italy, we got people in Indonesia,
yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Not counting the Louisiana, Georgia, just to name a few. I mean, that's just touching on it a little bit. But
our
stuff is definitely growing, and we're looking to make moves to make it grow even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you know, big shout out and a big thank you to everybody out there supporting, you know, what we're doing, the Shadow Worlds Media Movement and the Unconcealed Talk Show, because, you know, without you guys, there will be no us. So, you know, big shout out and good looking.
No, no doubt, no doubt. And we got to acknowledge those who support us. You know, for those just tuning in, you know, again, you're just tuning in. If you're just tuning in, you know, you're part of the Unconcealed Talk Show experience. This is what we do here. You know, we believe we only talk about life, you know, life experiences. It's our testimony. This is why the show is where it is. You know, just to kind of put it out there for those just tuning in, those checking us out, we try to bring something different to the show program. You know, we try to, you know, I know there's a lot of podcasts, a lot of talk shows and all this shit. You know, it's out there. But however, we try to add components of our lives. We live in, you know, we try to talk about a perspective that just what we live by, what we experience, the people that we've been around. You know, we can only go by the things that we walked, you know, those paths we walked, that we've been around. The music component is just an avenue of what we are, you know, because, Mike, you know, we grew up in an environment, you know, in time where music was a big part of our lives, you know, so when you hear the quick mixes, it's just, you know, it's a part of who we are, you know. We're not trying to be like everybody else. We're trying to be different.
No doubt. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, let's keep it real. And, you know, and I know there's people out there don't like when we put titles or disclaimers on things prior to the fact, but you know what? It is what it is. This is what we do. It also gives us a chance to take a little breather. Now, we can talk to you guys for an hour or 2 hours straight. Ain't no problem with that. But you know what? That break gives us a chance to kind of take care of the natural needs, too. So, you know, bear with us while we stay human. And, we you know, we fill the time, instead of silence, with a little music, you know.
Yeah.
And good music, if I must say. You know what I'm saying?
No,
my man Nas,
my
man Nas was very hard, you know, to keep the music not only on the show, but on the Shadow Wars website, which, you know, you guys need to go to. You know, if you ever miss a show, can't be here for a show, you can always catch the archive shows on the Shadow Wars website and the radio, Shadow Wars radio tab. You know, you scroll down and you'll see all the shows for the Unconcealed, and you can always listen. We're also going to be offering you guys, for the people that listen but can't call in or don't choose to call in, because not everybody wants to call in and be heard. We're gonna set up ways for you guys to comment, you know, or leave comments on the show, you know, and we'll respond back. You know, not you don't just gotta leave your voice, you know, in vain. We will respond back, you know, because we just want to chop it up with our peoples out there and give you guys
definitely
a voice and an avenue to express yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and for those who don't know, the website is www.shadowworlds, one word. The only difference is the Z at the end of the world.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook. You know, you can put in Unconcealed Talk Show. Like our page, put your comments. You want to chime in, you know, feel free. We're also on Instagram. You can check us out on that. You can put Shadow Worlds, and you could chime in on that. And also, we're on Twitter. You know, put in Shadow Worlds, like us, follow us, and be a part of the experience. But tonight's topic, interesting. Karma. You know, why we picked that? It's just some things that, you know, me and Mike has experienced and gone through on an everyday basis. And I think a lot of people can relate to this at the end of the day. You know, when people talk about karma, whether you believe in it, you don't believe in it, whether it's spiritual, whether it's just something that you think can't touch you, let me tell you something. It happens. Now, originally, now the definition with karma, you know, throwing this out there real quick, I know some people might either understand it or whatever. It actually, you know, was kind of created from Hinduism and Buddhism. And the sum of it's defined as the sum of a person's actions in this previous states of existence, viewed as deciding their fate in future existence. Now, with that being said, Mike, whether you believe in it or not, karma is real. I mean, this is just our opinion. This is just who we are. Ain't no damn disclaimer. But I'm going to tell you something. Me and Mike, we talked about this in depth behind the scenes. Karma can affect your everyday life. How you put out to the world is what you're going to get back. If you always negative,
right,
you always on some bullshit, you always just giving out negative stuff all the time, people's going to perceive that's who you are. People's going to perceive how you are, so they're going to come back at you, to clap back at you. You know, if you're just negative about life, you think the world owes you something, but you're not going to give nothing positive back, you're going to receive that. You're going to receive exactly what you put out. And that's another form of karma. You know, they need to understand.
Yes,
no. You live in the world. The world, you ain't just the world. You know, Mike, this is a saying he says, you know, I have it on my wall in my office. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a more positive change, what you got to do? You got to change that karma of yours. You got to change
That's
the
right.
game up, because what you're doing is not working. You know, Mike, let's kind of dive into this a little bit, you know, for the next half a little bit, you know, about your perception of karma. You know, what is your perception of karma?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like everything else we talk about on this show. It can go in a lot of different directions. You just touched on karma about basically what you're putting out to the world, you're getting it back. But see, I'm gonna talk to the people a little bit about life's karma. Because for the non-believers out there, that karma is not real. If you're one of these people that's out there living and you're constantly feeling like you can't get a break, things are never going right for you, you know, why me? You know what I'm saying? Which is another show we're going to touch on next week. The you know, playing the victim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you ever stop to think about some of the things that you've done in life that maybe have you living the way you're living? Maybe you're getting paid back for some of the actions and the errors that you've made in your past, and you know what? Have not acknowledged them. Because in my world, like I said, I'm no, you know, like we always say, another disclaimer, we're no doctors or anything like that. But we truly believe, until you acknowledge the wrong that you have done to yourself or to other people, or, you know, whatever, this karma is here to stay.
It's real. That's real shit,
and
bro.
It's real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to share with you guys, not in depth, but just a little bit of my karma. Because you know what? I'm not perfect. I've made a lot of mistakes in my past. And you know what? I dealt with something for the past few years that, you know what? I could only chalk it up to karma. And when I really started peeling the onion back, when I looked in the mirror at myself, I realized, you know what? I was that fucked up person. I did fucked up things. I owned it, though. And by the grace of God, now I'm living my best life. But I had to own it. You know what I'm saying? I still went through what I went through. But I owned it. I accepted it. And I got another chance. Until you're ready to own it and accept it, don't look for change in your life. Because it ain't coming. You got to acknowledge your faults. You go ahead, Nas. Take it from there.
But, Mike, all right, now I'm playing devil's advocate. What about those who figures, you know, I've done everything I can. I've put my best foot forward. I just can't seem to win. I'm doing the right things in life. I'm going to work. I'm taking care of the family. I'm doing everything right. What about those who just feel that they, you know, year after year, they're putting in good work, and they just feel, I've heard people say, you know, if I'm doing bad or I'm doing bad things, I get more rewarded. How do you talk to those people who have that perception or that outlook on life?
I mean, those people, they're not truly owning up to their faults. And they're not truly owning up to their mistakes in life. They're half-assing it. See what I'm saying? They're putting a little lipstick on a pig to make it seem like. I know a lot of people that on the surface looks like they changed their life, you know, because this is another thing. People think because you go to church every now and then, all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to church for the wrong reasons, because most of the cats like that. Yeah, we're going there. You know what I'm saying? You go to church every now and then, and then when you're in church, you ain't really listening to the word. You in there looking up, you know, looking at the ladies' dresses and things of that sort. You know what I'm saying? You think all of a sudden everything's supposed to change now. You know, I'm doing the right things. No, are you really? Are you really? Can you really look at yourself and say, I changed? I doubt it. Again, you got to own it. And you can, believe it or not, you got to talk to the man and let the man know, I've acknowledged it. I'm, you know, I made mistakes. Please help me through this, whatever you're going through, whether it be health-wise, job-wise, relationship-wise. Karma comes in a whole lot of different avenues, a whole lot of different ways. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, until you truly, truly, truly take ownership, like I said, it's there to stay. In my opinion.
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, the religion aspect of it, I agree. I think that we definitely, you know, we have people that go to church or they claim to be spiritual beings. They may know everything. They may say, you know, I know this, I know the Lord, I know the God, whatever your religious thing is, you know. I'm a Muslim, I'm a righteous brother, but you're not living right because in your heart, you want some other shit.
Exactly.
You want some other things you got going on. You got, you know, you're hypocritical because you're sitting there. It's the same people that's very quick to say, hey, look, you know, I know God or I'm this, I'm living a righteous life. You don't understand me, brother. You're doing... If they're judging you about what you do, and they're putting themselves on a level saying I'm above you, you need
exactly.
That's that negative karma. And let me tell you something, it never fails. The same people that you're putting down is saying what you're going to see when you fall down. You know, so
exactly.
You need to understand. You know when you're out here, you know, those who's going to church. I mean, I've seen numerous times when you see people in church. Or people of church or certain religious institutions, they crap on other people that's in the street. Oh, no, we can't help them because they're not of this ministry. You know what I'm saying? Or I see
an
interesting post on Facebook and on, what's the name, on the gram, when somebody put a picture of somebody giving something out to a homeless person. But they taking these damn pictures of themselves doing it. You know, because they go and find themselves. They figure, okay, I'm showing people I'm better than other people. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Hold on, man.
Yeah.
What karma are you putting out in the world? You using their misery to boost your situation. Let me tell you something. That right there is going to come back to you in the worst damn way possible. I'm just saying that, big dog, because I've seen it, and it's making me sick. When I seen that post, I was like, yo. That karma is going to come back and bite a couple people in the ass.
Yo, there is an old saying, and I live by that today, that bad boys move silent. You don't have to put your shit on Front Street every time you do something for someone or, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what?
Yeah.
If you're doing something for someone, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. And you know what? I don't need acknowledgement for that. You know what I'm saying? Every time you lend somebody money or, you know, maybe get them a meal or whatever, you don't have to broadcast that on Facebook or the gram or whatever, Twitter, and you'll call people. Like, you know what? Just do it if you want to do it. But, you know,
they think that's going to bring them good karma, man.
For praise?
Them good energy. You know what I'm saying? You've seen the same thing I've seen, big dog. These people wouldn't be bragging about it. Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. I'm like, yo, is that positive karma? Is that positive energy?
No, it's not. It's bullshit is what it is. You're just doing this shit for acknowledgement. It's like putting shit on Facebook for likes. That's what you're doing it for. You're doing it for likes. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're doing it on the gram for that double tap love, that double tap heart. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, and that's bullshit. Like I said, I do a lot of things. I ain't got to fucking tell everybody what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I ain't got to tell, you know, I do a lot of shit behind the scenes. But and that's not to get no acknowledgement. That's just keeping it real. But you never know it. You know what I'm saying?
But, Mike, you got people that's doing this because they figure that's bringing them that they figure, well, this make me feel good. I'm this person. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing this because it's validating who I am. You know, and I'm bragging to the world, you know, well, yeah, y'all need to do this. I mean, these are the same people throwing other people under the bus. But I found, you know, that's another show we can definitely talk about those type of people. I want to expose those people because I'm going to look heavy into that a little bit more. You know, but I'm going to do my research on that one, big dog. But, yeah, I had to bring that up because, yeah.
Yo, I just want to bring this up real quick. You want to know the funniest shit I've seen? I actually seen it today. I think it was on Facebook.
What up?
A church sued one of their members because the member won something like $100 million in a lottery or something. And they sued her for $10 million because they wanted their tithes.
Wow.
What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that?
Do we know name the church? I mean, I don't care. We
don't.
We put them on blast. I don't give a damn.
I ain't. Well, I ain't get all that. I seen it, and you know, I showed it to my wife because it was early this morning. You know me, I be scrolling like early in the morning, and
yeah.
She was like, "Oh wow," and I was just like, "Yo, this shit is crazy. Are you serious?"
But I mean, what do you think the outcome's gonna come on that? I mean, what are you teaching your flock or your congregation? What are you teaching? What do you expect to get back beside a check? Do you think that member? I mean. Again, the karma aspect. What do you expect to get out of it besides some money?
If I was that member, anything I had planned to give them, I wouldn't. That would be my last day in the church. I'll find me a new church. Word.
I'm pretty sure there was other members that felt the same way.
You know
what I'm saying? I mean, I'm pretty sure there was some other members that felt the same way on
so.
That money.
I think so.
See,
you should.
That's been crazy. Well, I got to ask you, was it on East Coast, West Coast?
Okay,
you know,
I'm not going
to
get all into
I need to know. I don't want to be walking up in there and be like, surprised. I mean, I'm getting pat down by the ushers.
It wasn't your church. Okay, I'll put it like that.
Okay.
It wasn't your church.
I'm just saying, we could be visiting another church and, you know, getting pat down for some change. I'm just saying.
Nah.
You know, like, look, this church don't take change. You got to have dollars. But anyway, that's we're not going to do that. But, just honestly, the karma, and I'm glad we talked about the religion part of it, you know, because people use that as a validation of that they're supposed to be some epitome of good karma, and you got to follow their ways or what they do. And that's not necessarily the situation, you know. I'm just saying that's always not the situation. You know, I definitely want to swing it over to, I guess, I'm going to say family.
I'm
going to have to go there.
Well,
I got a text from somebody. It was like talking about family members, you know, with karma. I'm trying to figure out how to address this properly, you know, straight up.
Well,
that's
the best way to do it.
After you. After you, you want to lead in?
After you got the text. So you go ahead and tackle it.
All right, no doubt. Now, family, karma, let me tell you something. Well, you have good karma and bad karma in families. You know, a lot of times in the, you know, I'm speaking as an African-American male, black man, black family, we are projected as the dying black families. You know, we as a black community or any other community, but I got to talk from my perspective, we have to inject certain karmas within our family. I ain't going to say it's going to be easy. And there's also a chain of hereditary chain of nonsense that's happened through the family. It happens. But at what point you got to break that chain, that chain of, a chain of curses or whatever. Your family's, you know, just stuff that goes on and on that's been passed down and passed down. But I believe there's a karma that you feel inside your family. Right. Well, not just hereditary, just physical hereditary issues, just, you know, emotional, mental stuff that goes on. You know, for example, womanizing. You know, I'm ashamed to say I'm transparent. In my family, there's been a lot of womanizing from, you know, men, because they figure this is the man thing to do, when they do. And they set a bad karma with the kids growing up. They establish something. This is what they put out there. This is what they said it's okay to do. This is all right to sleep around. It's okay to have multiple children with different women. It's okay. You're good. You're fine. If you don't like it, run away. And I say that, and I use this karma aspect of it because, men, we got to understand, we can affect our children. We can affect our girls, our daughters, our granddaughters, our grandsons, our sons, our grandsons, and, you know, our wives, our family members, niece, nephew, so forth and so on. It is a karma that you have to carry on, a positive karma in the family. Now, granted, not everything's going to be good. I'm not going to say it's going to change overnight. If you have years of just negative stuff that goes on in the family, at what point is somebody going to say, you know, we got to change this? We got to set a tone. We got to instill something. It may not happen right away, but you can be part of that change, and that is karma. You know, if you're, even if your kids are just pissed off, you know, whatever, look, I love you. Your woman, your man, take the time to get some positive energy in your relationship in that family. You got to do that. You know, and, you know, well, you didn't call me, and, you know, other family members, I didn't hear from you. Whoa. Here, let's go forward. Why we got to argue about this? It's not really worth it. let's go forward with this. See, I brought it up because there is such thing as karma within the family. We have to address it. You have to deal with it. You have to try to build upon it. And also, if you have negative people in your family with that bad karma, I'm going to say this. Sometimes you got to love from afar. You can love on them. You got to pray for them, love them from afar. Because you know what? If you're trying to do something, and let's break the family dimension down. Even if you have other family members outside of what's in your household, and they just negative, you can love on them. Let them know, look, man, I love you because you're my bloodline. I love you because this. But let me tell you something. I don't need that karma in my house. You're already changing the narrative of future family right there because your kids are seeing that. Your wife is seeing that. Your husband or whoever, they're seeing that. You're showing that you're willing to put negative karma away, but you're still showing that love. It's a yin and a yang factor when it comes to karma. You know, you're not putting out the negative towards the person that's being negative towards you. You just say, hey, look, you know, I can love you from afar. I don't need to be around you to be a part of your negative energy. But, you know, it's all good. I'm going to go over here and do what I have to do. But that's what I mean about the positive karma that you instill inside your family. But at the same time, you're keeping that negative karma away. I mean, it's a balancing act. You got to try to balance that. But to, you know, but you being negative and you know that person being negative, you learning from it and having it around your energy, life's too damn short. Life's too damn short. Mike, what's your thoughts on that? The karma within the family, man. The negative, and how do you deal with it? I mean, I know. Let the listeners know. I know how you deal with it, but. You let some of our listeners know.
I mean, you know me, man. I really try to live my life stress-free because stress is a killer, okay? And that's just real talk. It's a silent killer. They talk about high blood pressure, and they talk about diabetes. They talk about, but stress, let me tell you guys something. Stress is worse than any of that, because, you know, when you got a lot of stress in your life and you got people bringing stress and drama to your life, I've been in a situation where I felt like I was dying. I was so upset at a particular person one time having a conversation, and I don't need that. Like you just said, I'm too old for that, you know. I got my wife, I got my kids, and I got my beautiful grandchild. You know, that's what drives me. So I try to keep all that negative shit away from me, because again, I don't need it. I don't need it in my life, you know. I'm currently living my best life, and I'm living it. You know, okay, we all got a little drama in our life. We can't never get away from drama. But I limit the drama that enters into my life. Okay? I try not to hold grudges. I try to deal with things on the surface, not to carry them, to hold on to. I used to do that back in the day. I held on to things a long time. But now I try to, you know, I'm not going to say I don't get upset, but I try to address it. I don't let things fester. I put it like that. Because,
you're human, man. I mean, you're human, big dog. You're human. That's it. It is. It's what it is.
I hear you, but I had to learn how to let that shit go. You know what I'm saying? Because I was holding on to it too long. And, again, that just you know, it makes your blood pressure go up, and it's not good. So I've learned to try to, you know, I'm learning to manage that. But the biggest part about that is, like you were alluding to, is basically keeping even family members with drama, because we all got it. Keeping them kind of at arm's length. You know what I'm saying? We can't
arm's
choose
length,
our family. Family is family.
Well, I know.
Hey, some of them I do. You know, some of them I do. But Some of them you have no control but to deal with. But I deal with them on a limited basis, and you know, in small doses. You know what I'm saying?
And,
so that's
and I'm
how
glad you said that, bro. I'm glad you said that. With the quick mix, I'm glad you said, you know, you still deal with them. You know, because some people feel guilty. They feel they have to deal with that negative. Well, that's my family member. That's my, you know, my relative. I have to deal with that. No, you don't.
Nah.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Love them from afar. Look, I do the best I can, man. You know, that's it. You know, when you're in a good place, and we can correspond. You feel me? I mean, because that energy,
yeah,
that negative karma, you just can't. You can, it drains you. I mean, just sucks the damn life out your ass. But
I'll put it like this, Nas. Many people in my family already know, and other people will tell them, yo, don't bring that shit to Mike's house, because Mike ain't gonna deal with that shit. I get people that will, you know, they will block before it even gets to me because they know how I roll. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem, you know, if shit gets too far, I tell them, mother, you know what, yeah, you can kindly relieve yourself. You know what I'm saying? Exit the premises. Because I'm not going to deal with
shit. I like
shit.
That. I like these at exit,
you know what I'm
the
saying?
Premises. Yo, I'm
family member
that.
Or not. So you guys know, I have done that shit to family members. Like he said in the top of the show, we ain't fucking procrastinating and we ain't hypothesizing about shit. We talk about real shit. And
that's
yes,
it. That's all we can do. That's all we can do, man. I mean, that's the place where we come from. You know, without further ado, we're going to go into a quick mix because this is what we do on the Unconcealed Show. Once again, you listen to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nas, and, of course, the one and only Mike Will. You can call him Mr. You can check out all the archives at shadowworlds.com, www.shadowworlds, that's a Z at the end of worlds.com. You can go to the radio page. You see the archives. And if you want to get your little two-step going on, you know, check out the mixtape shows. Also, we're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. You can check out Shadow Worlds. Leave your comments on Instagram as well on Twitter. You know, once again, we're going to get to the mixtape show here. You know, the little quick mix. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, the health factors of karma. You know, just putting it out there. I think we need to dive into the repercussions of bad karma. And, you know, and maybe get some solutions. I mean, our solutions. You know, we may not... It may help some. It may make some people kind of open their eyes. That's all it is. This is just a platform. This is what we provided. And we'll have some special guests come on. We got a special announcement coming on. So we got a lot of things going on here at Unconcealed Talk Show. Mike, you think we good? Hit this quick mix?
I would say play something to make me feel good.
Yeah. Let's take it to the R&B side. New York. I see you down south. I hear you, North Carolina, California. We see you. You know, of course, everybody nationwide and overseas. Oh, yeah, salute to the military. We know y'all listening. This is going out to all those serving the armed forces. Let's get it.
Oh, baby. when you're loving me. I can't describe what I want to do to you tonight. Oh, baby, when you come to me, I'll make it so you never leave.
Two-step, here we go, two-step. Yeah, we had to make it bounce a little bit, you know, just something to make you feel good. Some of that Candy Rain, little Ashanti, you know, quick mix, you know. Just letting everybody know, once again, those just tuning back in, it's the Unconcealed Talk Show. Tonight's show is about karma, surrounding all aspects of karma. And we got some listeners. We got some listeners there behind the scenes. And we also, Mike, check it. Not only are we going to have quick mixes, we're going to be premiering some new artists' songs on the show. I think we talked about it. You know, we're not going to drop that yet. But we got some new artists, and of course, we go through a screening process. The song's got to make you feel good.
Yes, sir.
Real
yes,
talk.
Sir.
It's got to make you feel good.
Let's just say we got some real good things to make everybody feel good coming to not only the Unconcealed Talk Show, but to Shadow Worlds Media. You know, we're really looking to blow things up. Like I said, you know, it's like me and my man always say, if you don't believe you're number one, ain't nobody gonna believe you're number one. And
damn it, we are number one.
We're number one.
And we claim it, big dog. You know, and that's once again that you can tie this in the karma. You know, if you don't believe you're important, you don't believe what you're doing makes sense, and you don't believe in what you're doing, damn what everybody else saying. Because everybody got a goddamn opinion. Everybody got something to say. Everybody got something to say about your progression in life. If you believe it, I know it's going to sound status quo, you can achieve it. I mean, I know I sound like, you know, all of a sudden I sound like something out of, you know, Malcolm, you know, out of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, something out of Saturday Morning Special. But I'm just saying, you know, that's just the karma. You can create your own positive karma. You really can.
Yes, you can.
You can. I mean, let me tell you something, Mike. I mean, you made jokes about it. All right, everybody know I'm not going to tell all my business, but, you know, I like to go camping. You know, Mike said I had too much of the air going on. And, you know, I went to the woods and I came on. What's the term you used?
you came out of the woods enlightened.
Yes, I was enlightened. You know what? And it felt good. I felt, and what happened was that energy transcended and went over to what I do every day, to my state of mind, to my work, how I approach different things. And all it is that you can create your own positive karma. If you're so negative about every damn thing, everybody's, you know, I can't get this job. Oh, everybody picking on me. You know, I don't like the way I look. Do something about it. I don't want to hear it.
That's right.
You don't want to hear it. I mean, and Mike, you alluded to something, you know, before. You said of living your best life. You live your best life because you made that choice. You know what I'm saying? You got tired of being tired of the negative and the other nonsense. You got tired of questioning what's happened, why me, why this has happened to me. You made a change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
That, yes,
and I think listeners need to understand that, you know, if you going through some crap in your life, you can change it. Now, Mike, I think us, you know, we have a call calling in soon on the next 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to hit y'all with a special announcement. But, you know, I think it's time to talk to some of our younger people. Younger people, you know what I mean? You know, we got to enlighten some of them as well. And I'm going to speak on my part. I'm going to pass the mic over to you. You know, I see a lot of negative young men out here. I do, in our society, whether you in Jersey, New York, Atlanta, North Carolina, California, Ohio, whatever, wherever you at, I see a lot of negative stuff happening with our young men and how they carry themselves. A lot of it. And I ask, why? Why? Why do you want to hurt your fellow brother? Why do you want to disrespect a young sister? You know, matter of fact, this shit can go to older men, too. Let's keep it real to these older ones too, and just men in general. I'm talking to the men. Why you want to be a negative? Why you want to bring that negativity? Why you want to put people F them? You know, fucking I mean, why? The energy that you take to be negative against somebody else, you're taking years off your life. It affects your health. You know, you disrespecting this woman. What are you getting out of it? Because she don't want to date you. You know, you can go F that bitch. Why? Disrespecting your woman, or your girlfriend, or even your mom, or anybody else. Why? Why project that negativity? That makes you hard. You know, people ain't gonna, they're gonna fear me. Nah, it makes you like a damn fool. And I'm talking to our fellas. Listen, man, we as men have to get back to being a part of the positive energy, because there's so many strong women out here making moves and making things happen. And they looking at our men like, you know, ain't no good men. Well, you know what? Damn it. You know, stats don't lie. I mean, some of y'all look like idiots. Women don't got no choices, no good choices, or a significant other can't have no good choices if you act like an ass out here all the damn time, starting fights.
Yeah.
Well, walk with your pants off your ass. That's another pet peeve, but that's another story for us to chime in on. You know, you out here just you into violence. You ain't uplifting your community. You ain't trying to do nothing. Well, I shouldn't worry about that. No, man, it's just good examples. Just positive energy. I mean, I see people being rude to older people on the bus, or just nasty. I don't get it. You know, Mike, I held the door open for, like, it was yesterday, for this woman. You know, she just grunted and didn't even say thank you. Oh, I wanted to be negative right then and there. I did. I really wanted to be negative, big dog. But you know what? I said, you know what? It's all good. Show enough. Five steps down the hallway, this effort had failed.
That's
that damn
karma.
Good in
there. That's karma.
Yeah. I offered to help her up. She's like, I got it. Fleece snobby out of you. Look, I'm trying to help you up. You're the one looking crazy right now. You know, I think a heel broke too, but that's another story.
I mean, I'm not going to get too deep into it because I know we got callers calling in soon if they aren't on the line already. As far as our men are concerned, unfortunately, Naz, it kind of goes back to what you were speaking about earlier about family and the karma that's projected. Unfortunately, a lot of these young men out here are coming from single-parent households, whether it be single mothers, and most of them are coming from single mom households. Their fathers are not in their lives. And so they really had no one to really teach them how to be a real man, which is unfortunate. I know women, they do the very best they can, and there's a lot of women that do a lot of great things with their sons. However, it's very hard for a woman to teach a man how to be a man. Now, she could teach him respect and all that kind of stuff, but there's other aspects to being a man that some women just can't teach, and they don't have the tools to teach. Now, and again, I'm not saying women do a bad job or anything like that. Yes, it's another disclaimer, but that's what we do. All I'm saying is, you know, I like to cook, but I can't walk into a 5-star restaurant and tell the chef, you know, how to prepare my shrimp. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's out of my wheelhouse. So, you know, and that's unfortunate. But what I want to say was, Naz, I mean, you got on the brothers, and they deserved it. But we can't leave out our ladies. Because some of you ladies, when you got a good man, a respectable man, some of you ladies can't handle that man. Y'all take advantage of that man. And some of these guys are actually good guys. You know, they're doing their very best, you know. You're so used to getting these guys that aren't about anything. You know, it's funny how they give more respect and admiration to the cats that treat them like shit rather than the guy that comes along and treat them like a queen. There's something wrong with that picture.
And then they wonder why they keep picking the same ones. Is that damn karma what they picking? But Mike, guess what?
Yeah.
We got to call him, man.
What's up?
Do I need to bring him on? Okay, so
we're going to end the karma conversation like right here because,
word.
You know, our special announcement is we're bringing a new show to the Shadow Worlds Network. You know, we got the Uncontilled Talk Show, and that's going to be here. That's Esther Stone. However, we want to bring a little bit different flavor to the network. And
word.
What we're going to bring is we're bringing a sports show. Okay? Now, don't let the name fool you. The name of the show is going to be The Opinionated Benchwarmers. But don't let that name fool you. These fellas are all-stars. They know they shit, and they're going to be bringing it to you real. Let's bring on the Opinionated Benchwarmers to introduce you guys, let you know what they're going to be doing, and welcome them to the Shadow Worlds family. Naz,
all right.
Go ahead and get our guys on.
Once again, who we have online? Do we have the Benchwarmers? Being the Benchwarmers online now? I believe we online now. We good?
Yes.
All right,
who
we have online? Introduce yourselves, fellas. What's good?
What's going on?
Oh, man, we chilling, man. chilling. We glad to have y'all on. We glad to have y'all on, man. Welcome to the Uncle Talk Show, man. You know, Mike, being that we're working behind the scenes, you want to give the intro questions for them and kind of have them introduce themselves?
Well, you know, I know we got Carlos, we got Robert, and we got Ramon on the phone, and these are the opinionated benchwarmers. Now, before we get all into this, all right, I want to tell you guys right now, before y'all even get started on the network, y'all can't be throwing shade on the Giants, because that's our squad. All right, and we ain't gonna be taking that shit. All right,
no.
So I just let you guys know.
we rep on New York.
I mean, first of all, you know, let everybody know how y'all came up with your name, because you know we talked about it behind the scenes, but it's interesting, you know, how y'all came up with the name, because like Nas and I were saying, we weren't, you know, the name didn't get us at first, but then when you know when you explained it to me, to us, you know, it kind of made sense. So you know, how'd y'all come up with the name?
So well, I'll let Rob take over this one. I know he's the brains behind this one here.
Well, I mean, ultimately, like when we were coming up with the name, we were thinking about something that would pop, that would make people, you know, ask about why would they be called that or a name. But you know, simply put, I mean, it's just a name that we collectively come together, because we all in this world have opinions, but they may not be respected. But we all sitting on the bench, ultimately. Like, these professionals are working out every day. They working hard every day, and they striving. But we all have an opinion. We're on the bench. So we kind of wanted a family feel with our name, so what our listeners could relate to it, and at the same time, you know, understand that every opinion that they have is empowered. So that's kind of how we, you know, that's kind of how we move. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but at the same time, we delivering facts, and we delivering our opinions, which, you know, are based on facts. So that's kind of how we came up with the name.
Yeah, well, like I said, once you explain it, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm really feeling that intro you guys got. I can't wait for the audience, you know, to hear it in the metro area, because it's definitely dope. I'm definitely feeling that. I mean, what can they expect from you guys, you know, when y'all start?
Well, I could say, you know, number one, they can expect consistency out of us. You know what I'm saying? They can expect, you know, excitement. You know what I'm saying? They just don't know what they can get with our show. That type of thing. You know, this past week, you know, we dropped the episode Top Two, Not Two. You know, and on that episode, you know, we talked about controversial stuff. You know, the Jay-Z deal. You know what I'm saying? Things like what was going on with that. And you know, we got stuff that, you know, we talk real. We talk sports. But we keep it real amongst each other, you know what I'm saying? So you can expect a real show, a show with flavor, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what you can expect.
See, that's why we liked you guys, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all basically us on the sports end of it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's
right.
What me and Nas are all about. We're about that realness, giving it to the people real and raw. You know, some like it, some don't. But whatever it is, it's going to be real, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we really appreciate about you guys and what y'all bring to the table. I mean, tell us a little bit more about your show and, you know, other things we can expect.
Ramon, you want to kind of add in what you think about the show?
Yeah, so one thing you can expect from our show, like you said, is we're going to hit you with the real. We're going to hit you with how we feel. So one thing about it, you know, we all have three different personalities. We have three different opinions. So, you know, sometimes you're going to get the debates. You know, we're going to go back and forth with each other, so you get that banter, because we all are real good friends. And with your friends, you can tell the truth and be honest and straightforward. So you get that, but you also get good knowledge on different things, whether it's fantasy football, whether we're covering the landscape for the NBA, the NFL. We cover college football. We cover really the national landscape. So, you know, we might have a couple of times, too, where we do talk about the Giants, but we'll try to make sure we cover them in a good way, you know.
I want honesty, damn it. I want honesty. Damn that. I need to know. I need to hear. we're fans of the Giants, but at the end of the day, man, you know, you guys got to – it's going to hurt.
You
got to
stay
true.
You got to stay true to yourselves, man. I mean, yeah, we understand
right.
that.
Just, you know, we got to take it on the chin, man. So let me ask you guys a question. I mean, like, first of all, can you let our listeners know where you're from, you know, what area you guys from, and give us a little history of what you guys done. We've done our research already, you know, but I think the listeners want to hear where you're from, what places your guys have been on as far as other media markets, and where can they listen to you at?
Yeah.
Well, currently we're residing on iTunes podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, and we realized that we had gotten picked up by iHeartRadio as well, and Himalaya, and Listen Notes. And pretty much, you know, if you Google us, you can find us. We're on Instagram, @O_Benchwarmers, and we're on Twitter, @O_Benchwarmers. And if you're a Facebook person, we got you covered too. Just search Opinionated Benchwarmers, and you will find us. And I mean, basically, that's where we're at right now. We're looking to get on YouTube really, really soon, just so people can see us. But I'm pretty sure that we're open on we're constantly monitoring our social media. So if any of our listeners want to interact with us, we love engaging in debates. Or you know, if they didn't quite like what we said, or see something differently we said on our platform, we're open minded enough to engage and to kind of put a perspective as to why we feel the way we feel about certain topics that's going on in the sports arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, we of course, you know, I know you got the fellas that follow sports, and I know we got some women that follow sports as well. I mean, do you guys that maybe present yourself in a way that maybe women can, you know, be engaged? It's like, you know what, I like this. I'm not heavy in the sports, but I like what they're doing. What can you talk to them about? Because you got some listeners, women listening, they're like, I'm not into sports. How can we reach them?
Well, we try to put flavor on it, like Los mentioned earlier, you know, just with our intro song, we try to set the tone. Like, if you really like hip hop, or if you really know good music and good rap, our intro song got probably one of the better unknown rappers that you would ever hear. And you know, once you ease on into the show, we try to put like Polo's is good at it as well as just implementing stuff that's going on in our culture into the sports knowledge. So it's not like you're just listening to, you know, stats and numbers the whole time. You're just listening if you were in a barbershop, you know, or listening to a perspective that's going on. And that's kind of how we try to, you know, engage and try to bring in, you know, other crowds besides male audiences.
Yeah, I like the fact you said you referenced the barbershop because, you know, like, you know, even with the ladies at the beauty salons, you know, when you're there, you guys just chopping it up. You're talking shit. You're just talking about everything under the sun. And then especially with the barbershops, the fellas kicking it in about the sports. Now, I'm not going to let you guys get off. Who's your favorite teams, each one of you? Because I know you got favorite teams.
I'll start this one off. I ain't got no shame. So I say this. We all Lakers fans, so that we got that in common. So you get a little Lakers bias in our podcast.
Laker Nation, man.
You know. So and then, but I'm a Rams fan myself. This Carlos, I'm a Rams fan.
Okay.
I'm a Saints fan. I'm from Baton Rouge. So near Baton Rouge. So all we got is the Saints. So I'm Saints all day. Who that nation?
And
there you go.
I'm a Colts fan.
That's how you rep, brother. That's how you rap. Now, just to let y'all know, we do have a following over in California.
Hold that. Did my man say he was a Colts fan?
I'm a Colts fan, man. Yes.
Now, which one? You talking about Indianapolis Colts or
Indianapolis Colts, man. I rap them for the fullest.
Man. That's
the real blue and white.
Okay. You know what? We can't really say shit, because
I can vouch. I know. He's been a Colts fan.
You know what? Being a Giant fan ain't really a real popular thing these days. So I can't even say shit. So
yeah, I know. We let one of the baddest cats go in the game, man.
How y'all feel about that?
Well, you know what? Real talk. We talked about this just yesterday, actually. At first, it was a culture shock thing, and it was like, you know, I was upset. But then when I really started thinking about it, I felt like it was a good move because Odell, he's been hurt for the past few years anyway. He's been dropping a lot of key balls and stuff. He hasn't really been the Odell of old in quite a in a couple years. So I think, I don't necessarily, I'm still not totally happy, but I'm okay with it. And what I'm seeing so far in preseason with some of these other, young cats we got coming up and out there playing, you know what, I kind of think we're going to be all right. But it is preseason. I don't put too much on it. But, I thought we was going to be the bad news bears of football. I ain't going to front. But it looks like, what's up?
You know what, Mr. Nas and Mike Real? Yes. Jalen Jones don't look bad. I know people
are
giving y'all crap for that.
No, he
does not look bad at all. He looks promising. And I don't know how long Eli can hold that job. I'm just being honest.
We're taking bets on that right now. Over here on this side, we're taking bets, man. I mean, I still get reamed at work about Odell Beckham in the hot tub coming up singing Sexual Healing with another dude. I'm still getting killed on that. Still getting killed on that, man. Then what's up with your man singing Sexual Healing coming out the hot tub with another dude? And he was under the water. I'm just saying. I'm still hearing at you today. I'm like, he's not even on our team. Why are we still talking about this?
I'm feeling more confident than I did before preseason started. I'll put it like that. Because I was kind of on the ledge. I ain't even on front.
You wouldn't even talk to me about it, man.
Kind of on the rocks right now.
Yeah, he wouldn't even talk to me about it. I love that kid. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's the best thing they've done in years. Lord, but I don't want to talk about it because it'd be our luck. We'd be at the bottom again of the division, like always. for real. Now, you guys, have you had an opportunity to hear the topic we were talking about? Did you hear it? I mean, we want to show the different dimensions of you guys as well on the show. Have y'all heard about the topic? What's it about?
We heard a little bit about it. I know it was something about women as far as, what guy or what form they're going to, right?
Yeah,
it was about karma. I mean, in a sports terms, karma is what got Odell Beckham's ass up out of New York.
You're going to bring it right back to the Giants, right?
Because his negative energy was bad for the team. So karma got his ass in Cleveland now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He liked the party. He's in Cleveland now. Ain't no partying going on in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It ain't much.
It's cold as hell.
We got Ohio listeners now. Listen, the Ohio listeners, listen, man. We love y'all.
We love
you. You warn y'all now.
But, that's basically what the show is about. We're just happy to have, to be bringing you guys, and your platform to our network. I see real big things for you guys in the future. Like I said, you definitely know your stuff. You're very much like us. I like the way y'all put things, how you reference the barbershop, because actually, two shows ago, Nas, we was talking about, our show is basically in the barbershop, kind of, how we talk in the barbershop. You guys talk sports. We talk about different life things, but in a barbershop way. I think we're definitely on par with everything, and I think you guys are going to be really great for our station. And I hope we do you guys justice. So with that being said, you got anything else for these guys, Nas?
No, man. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to officially welcome the Opinionated Bench Warmers to the Shadow Wilson Network, and of course Rebirth Radio, and we just hope the network can, be part of what you guys are doing, and we all can build, but again, man, we welcome you guys, and we're extremely impressed with how you guys carry yourselves, man. You guys got to check it out. For those listening, you got to check out the Opinionated Bench Warmers. These young men, they on fire. They do, they talk sports from a real perspective to how they perceive it. They have fun with it. They enjoy what they do. And I like the fact that they're friends and they're able to check one another. and they have that dialogue, you know, and then it's just something that's refreshing to be around. I love when I hear the brothers, you know, just have a good conversation, and they know what the hell they're talking about. And ladies, you know, hopefully you can learn something, you know, so you want to check them out on their social media feeds. So, guys, can you do me a favor before we kind of, you know, let you guys go about your business? You want to let the listeners know how can they catch you one more time for those just tuning in?
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's @O_Benchwarmers. Search us on Facebook, Opinionated Benchwarmers. If you want to just go ahead and dive into our content, you can check us out on iTunes, podcast, Apple Podcast, whatever you want to call it, Google Play, Stitcher. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Himalaya. We're on Listen Notes. So all of those platforms, you can catch our podcast, and if you could leave a review and just subscribe to
Absolutely.
Us, you can always have access to us, and it'll just pop up on your phone whenever we release an episode. We got a new episode coming out Monday, so I mean, just check us out and engage with us, and we appreciate it. Show us love, we'll show y'all love back, and we appreciate you guys for allowing us to even share y'all platform, because y'all are, you know, we really respect what y'all are doing, and we're trying to get to where y'all at. So, you know, we appreciate
it. Oh, no, man. You guys are there, man. Me, again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you will put all the links on our website. We're going to promote you through our website and our social media aspect. And, of course, the things that we do here on the East Coast, the Northeast region. But, you know, we believe that, you know, networking is international and global. So, you know, once again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, big applause for, of course, the Phoenix Benchwarmers fellas. You're welcome to listen, you know, to the show. We're going to finish out the show with me and my man Mike here. But again, we'll put all the links up there and listen out. We'll listen out for it and stay tuned for the shows. We will be pushing it through our network. So again, fellas, thank you so much.
So watch out for that poster, you guys. You know, we're going to let everybody know what days they're going to be able to check you guys out on Shadow Worlds. And they'll be part of our archive shows as well. So anything that we carry on with Shadow Worlds, you can always go to the Shadow Worlds Network, ShadowWorlds.com, and always check out any of the shows that we carry. So look out for that poster that should be dropping any day now. You know, we just got to lock down the day that we're going to be presenting them. So, but you know, just welcome to the team, guys. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate
happy to have you, man.
Thank right. you. Appreciate
so,
it.
Thank you. All right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. Excellent brothers.
Yes.
You know, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, those just, you know, we had the fellas from the Opinionated Benchwarmers come on and just kind of tell you what's going on. They're now part of the Shadow Worlds Network. They're holding down, you know, of course, their area. These guys know what they're doing, Mike. I mean, I'm very happy and honored
that's right.
the fellas are part of it, man. So, you know, salute.
Yes, sir.
Salute to them. So, you know, hopefully
yes,
I can learn some more about sports. I mean, you know, played it, but, you know.
What's up?
Yeah, no. I was just the beats have you bounce. I'm sorry. I was over here bouncing for a second. Sorry. Started bouncing.
You having a Tourette's moment, nigga?
No, I didn't. No, for real. You ever just feel it? Hear something? You started, like, bouncing and just. Anyway, this is what we do. Anyway, back to the. We're gonna close this show out. We got about, a good solid 20? No, let's go back into this. Let's go back to this damn thing. Didn't we talk about resolutions, man?
You mean, what kind of resolution?
Right.
What do we do with the karma?
We talked about all the negatives associated with this damn karma thing in life.
Mm.
Now, if you're caught in karma, bad karma situations, can we provide some insight on things to do? I mean, I know it's going to sound simple. The solution is going to sound simple. It's going to sound simple, but sometimes simple, people lose track of that simple solution. All right, we're going to go down the line, and I'm going to throw scenarios at you. You're going to give some quick answers. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
For those listening, it's going to sound simple. That's how you believe that bullshit in your life. All right, Mike, you in a situation at work. You at work, somebody just always giving you this negative every damn morning, always complaining about somebody else, you know, at the job. Question.
Okay.
How do you handle that? That negative karma they bring it to you, always gossiping, talking about somebody else at the job. Answer.
Well, it depends on the person. Is he an
employee of mine or just a regular coworker?
Fellow coworker. That we all got. All
right, fellow coworker. I would tell him basically like, hey man, I mean, don't let what he eat make you shit. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, let that man live his life. However he or she is living or doing or, you know, that negative, don't let that shit affect you. You know what I'm saying? You got your own fucking life to live. You know what I'm saying? If he starts talking that bullshit, move on. I mean, kindly, remove yourself from the situation, whether it be, oh, man, I got to get ready for a meeting or I got to do this, blah, 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 whatever the case may be, and just don't deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And if it continues, sometimes you got to tell people what it is. Like, hey, man, I really don't want to be involved in none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. That's all
you know
we need. Right there.
You know.
Right there.
I don't want to be involved in none of that. You know, I'm trying to, you know, do my thing. You know, that it don't affect me. Don't let nobody fuck with your paper. You know what I'm saying?
I think you said it right there. You know, I think that's the case point in the whole thing. You get involved with that BS at work and that drama, you can affect your paper and even your position. Any future positions, you can really jam yourself. Get involved with somebody else's BS. I mean, that's just honestly, I'm pretty sure those listening, everybody can relate to that shit at some point. You just got people at the job just make you your skin crawl. You're like, yo, I got to hear your dumb shit every day. You know, it's sometimes like you said, Mike, you got to tell them, look, man, I'm not really here to hear that.
I'm not here to hear my paper.
I'm here to make my money and go home. That's it. You know, so it's a simple solution. But I guarantee you, your karma will change because once you engage that negative karma, you become a part of that karma, and it just drains you. You have to remove yourself from it. You know, and like Mike said, it was just a simple look. What are you coming to work for? Get paid. Now, you know that negative stuff is going to take that paper out your pocket. That's simple. Now, Mike, I'm glad you know. I know, ladies and gentlemen, this sounds like simple solution, but sometimes we and people and humans. We don't go by that. We don't do that. We gotta complicate shit sometimes, and don't understand why.
Yeah,
but anyway, fellas, all right, Mike, here's the situation. Now, fellas, you're in a relationship. This woman, you know, she basically, all right. There's just a couple ways to spin this. All right, you going to work hard. You coming home, shows you no respect, calls you out your name all the time. Let me see what else. Can't keep the house clean. She goes work too. I work too. I mean, she's nasty to you. You know, you need to do this. You need to do, I mean, always putting you to task for everything. You got to prove yourself on a consistent basis. And she's, you know, she's talking about you and this is grinding and dogging you out. Now, I'm using real scenarios that I actually hear some men, and I know I'm going to hear some women like, you know, hey, that's a punk ass. You know what? Love is love. It is what it is. How can you talk to those men that's in those type of situations in relationships whereas the other party is just so negative toward them, but they always expect them to do things for them? And they always put the work, and he's just getting drained. Now, mind you, these are situations that we've been around and experienced, and, you know, not me personally, but I'm just saying, these are guys I had to sit there and try to counsel, you know, get a counselor. But,
well,
Mike, how do you handle that for those fellas?
Well, okay, it depends on what kind of fella we're talking about, okay? You got some fellas that just defect that they're built that way, and women just going to run them, okay?
Mm.
Then we got the fellas that, you know, they're trying to be respectful and, you know, and trying to honor their women, but yet the woman takes it too far and abuses it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
See, in that situation, you know, you got to put your big drawers on and talk to your wife. Kind of the same thing like talking to that employee or that coworker. And say, hey, baby, you know, I respect you work, but I work too. You know, I'm trying to be a good man. However, you know, I think you're taking things a little too far. And you need to man up, B. And like I said, I ain't telling you to hurt your wife or girlfriend, whatever the case may be, but you need, you know, you gotta be a man
in that instance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And man up.
Because, I like that.
You know, I see a lot of situations where all a guy got to do is man up. And like I said, and manning up is basically just being a man. And guess what? For a lot of women, that's a turn on. Believe it or not.
Mm.
They like it when a man is a man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you to boss her all around the house and all that. You know, get in the kitchen,
yeah,
make you something to eat. You know what I'm saying?
You'll get some different results.
Yeah, exactly. But all I'm saying is it's okay to be a man sometimes. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
And honestly, fellas, at the end of the day, you'll be looking at yourself in the mirror. You got to look at it. Now, the results may not be – it may turn out to be worse than you. You may wind up losing a relationship, but you gain so much after that because you know what? Maybe it was not meant for you to be in that relationship at that point. And this, I'm going to swing it over to the ladies.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to swing it over to the ladies. Ladies, you don't got to put up with no man who is just disrespectful to you, don't value your time, your efforts, your love, your patience. You don't got to put up with it. Put like this. If you always complaining, if the negatives outweighs the positives and you always complain about this person, I mean, you got to reassess your situation. He's draining you.
Exactly.
Or they're draining. I mean, you got to reassess it. What karma is that? Because you putting up with his negative karma BS is affecting your positive karma. So you got to, you know, we said it early in the show, sometimes you got to remove yourself. Not sometimes, you have to remove yourself from that. If you're telling this man, hey, listen, I need you to respect my time, respect me, respect everything about who I am and put in work, we talked about that in another show, positive work. If you can't do that and set certain guidelines and he can't respect that, that karma is negative that you do not need in your life. Period. And that's coming from two men that understands that. Because I'm going to tell you something, ladies, and Mike can allude to this as well. Some things that we do, and I can speak for this, you know, I did some things bad, and, you know, as I grew up in my early adulthood that I wasn't too proud of. You know, and it's funny, God has a way. And me, I'm a spiritual man. I'm also a God-fearing man. But at the same time, he's not done with me, so... it is what it is. I'm going to curse at times. So, but that doesn't make me perfect. But I say this. I did some things that I wasn't proud of. But it's crazy because I had daughters. Now, I don't want my daughters around, and I've seen certain guys do some of the same stuff I used to do. And I looked at it like, damn, that's karma. I'm getting back what I did. You know, and I had to own it. And Mike, you said it earlier. I had to own what I did. I had to tell my children what I've done in life. So, because that's part of the process. By me sharing what I've done to be transparent with my children, I said, listen, I wasn't proud of what I did. I made some bad mistakes. It was not right. I owned it. And once I owned it, oh my God, man, it was like a black cloud lifted. And my kids have seen me in a different eye, and they understood. They said, okay, Dad, understand. So I'm even more protective because I said, look, you know, son, I don't need you to be what I used to be. I need you to be better. You know, sweet, you know, my daughter, listen, I don't need you to accept that. You don't have to accept that. Oh, you know, he's cool. Damn that. Damn that. You know, he needs to respect you, period. You know, and it's all tied into that karma. You know, and yeah, it taught me a lot of things. I went through a lot of things, but it's taught me to become a better man and a better father, man. And I had to man up. I had to own it, Mike. And I thank you for saying that earlier. And I think with karma, when it all comes to karma, if you want any positive karma in your damn life, you gotta own your BS. You gotta own your bullshit. You just have to. You have to. You can't get away from it. And Mike, I really appreciate that because you know that for me personally, that's therapeutic. Because you know those listening. You know, we got close friends, big dog. You know, I'm pretty sure those listening got some friends, you know, who's going through stuff. And some of them don't even get it. They're still doing the same damn thing. I'm like, yo, I said, I don't get it. You went through all this life-changing situations, and the karma has come on to you. You haven't listened yet. There's only one major end result in this whole game. If you keep not respecting karma in that past and not respecting it, some really bad shit can happen to you. And I'm not making a mistake. I'm not wishing that on nobody. I'm just not doing it. But I honestly, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, oh, woe is me, F everybody. Hold up. Own your shit. Own what you do. Maybe if you change some of your stuff and change your lifestyle, maybe some good karma come to your ass.
Yeah.
But I'm not,
true that.
Mike, that was powerful, man. I think that solution right there alone, once you own the stuff, the bad karma that you've done, that clears the road for you to have more positive karma.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it really do. And I think that's the perfect way to put it. You know, I just think that's perfect, man. Salute on that one.
I mean, all I can say is, like I said, man, I only talk about what I've experienced, talk about my life experiences, you know what I'm saying? And like you, in my younger adulthood, I made a lot of mistakes, you know, things I'm definitely not proud of. And it took me a little while to turn that corner. But once I owned, you know, my bullshit, you know, I ain't say my life got perfect, but my life got better, you know, health-wise, family-wise, friend-wise, job-wise, you know what I'm saying? I mean, again, like I said, I'm living my best life. But I couldn't say that. Well, I've been saying it for a while, even while I was going through the situation I went through.
Mm-hmm.
Because even through that, I consider myself blessed. Because you know what? I could have still been taken away at any point. You know what I'm saying? But God kept me here. And see, that's a blessing.
True that.
I was still saying I was living my best life, even going through what I went through. And, you know, but as far as my life, my total life, it wasn't until I owned my bullshit and really owned it, not half-assed it, looked in the mirror, on my knees, crying, talking to the man upstairs, apologizing, looking for fucking forgiveness for my fucking sins, that my life actually started changing for the better. Now, again, some of y'all going to agree, some of y'all going to disagree. That's up to you. This is the way I chose to handle it. And I'm just telling you the outcome of my life. You know what I'm saying? And don't get it twisted. Again, I'm not living this magical dream. I still go through shit like everybody else. However, you got to go through some things to get to some to get to something. You were always going to go through shit. That's just life. But a lot of the bad shit that was going on in my life, you know, have kind of mellowed out. But it wasn't until I owned my bullshit that, you know, things went that way. Like I said, you might agree, you can disagree, you can accept karma, or discard it. That's up to you. That's your world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here telling you I'm some over religious guy and all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not. I do believe in the man upstairs, though. I don't go to church every Sunday, but I do go to church. Okay. I don't know all the scriptures.
I'm
you know what I'm saying? Like my man said, you know, I'm still a work in progress. I haven't totally turned myself off. You know, you heard us both reference God a lot in this conversation, because we recognize, even though we're not overly religious, we recognize that He does still play a big role in all of this. So you do have to acknowledge Him. And those who don't want it, I mean, that's your world. That's your choice. This is the choice I've chosen to make. And all I can say is it works for me. You know, I can't tell you what to do.
That's all it is, bro.
You know, I can't tell you what to do. You do what you want to do. But all I'm saying is, if shit ain't going right and it continues not to go right, you know, what's that definition of insanity, Nas? You know,
God,
when you keep doing the same thing and getting the same result.
Exactly. It's a lot of people doing the same thing, man. Some people doing the same thing. You know, you wonder how you can't get this job or why you can't, you know, get a good spouse. Yeah. I mean, look at what you're doing.
Look at what you're doing.
You're up in the club and you're trying to pick up, the same type of woman wearing the same thing. She's there on every happy hour. Come on now, man. Come on.
<Yeah.
laughs> You want to see my kids? Well, damn, every time I see you, you tell me you want to see your kids. When you home with your damn kids?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, and some of these fellas out here put more money into their cars. Like, where you live at? I'm still in my mom's house. I'm just saying, you got to pay attention to those things. For me, man, I know we talked about owning it, our stuff. It took me more to embrace the positive karma. That was hard for me, how I grew up. It was hard for me to look at a lot of things positive. It was just a struggle for me because I lived in we lived in a negative environment where there's death, there's danger, there's family dysfunction. I mean, we had to let it go. We had to let those things go and say, you know what? That's not working for me right now. Me holding on to that, trying to prove I'm tough, I'm this, it ain't work for me. It's not working.
We had to break the cycle, karma.
That's what I was trying to allude to earlier. That cycle, it was a struggle for me. I know those listening, you've been done so wrong, you've been screwed over, you've been ridiculed, you've been put down, you said you ain't sitting in a mountain, nothing. Things just ain't right. Let me tell you something. Take the time to embrace the positive karma. You know, the negative's going to be there because, it's easy to embrace that negative because it's so easy to come by. It's harder to embrace that positive. Once you embrace that positive, beautiful things can open up for you. Now, with that being said, we got about 2 minutes left. I mean, so, again, great show. Great show, homie. Great show.
Yeah. Oh,
real talk.
Didn't you have another announcement you wanted to make?
Nah. We're going to hold off on that. We're going to make a surprise on that one. Next week's show is playing, Stop Playing Victim. And this special guest that we're going to bring on is going to be part of our announcement. So I want y'all to stay tuned for that now. When a special person comes on, we're going to answer some questions, and they're going to be part of the dialogue. We're going to have fun with this. So, we want to make sure you tune in for that. Mike, man, we got a salute and shout out to, of course, little sound effects. Sorry, fellas. Big salute to the Opinionated Bench Warmers, for coming on. We're going to be doing a lot of big things. Welcome to the Shadow Wealth Network. We'll premiere their shows on the Shadow Wealth Network. And we want you guys to be a part of it. We got a lot of things going on. Of course, salute to the Rebirth Radio. We're going to be networking with them. Mike, you got any closing remarks before we...
Thanks for all the support we'll be getting. Again, shout out to Rebirth, Opinionated Benchwarmers. Look out for our new special announcement because that's going to be hot too. Until next week, stop playing the victim. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be next week.
You check us out. Definitely. Check us out on Facebook, Until the Talk Show, ShadowWorlds.com. Check us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And be a part of the experience. God bless everybody. Remember, your life is your experience. It's your testimony.
Peace.
Peace.